Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday, baby. It is Saucy Saturday all up in here. It's saucy and sunshine, honey, because it is going on, and it is going down. Got some super bad music by independent artist VJ and the Diva. They got it sauced up, and I'm telling you, it's got a bad beat. You got to love it. Also going to tell you all about independent artist Supernova, their collaboration with ambition.org. Yes, indeed, honey. You want to stick around. Broadcasting live from the Windy City. You know, it's actually clear on today. It's a clear day on today. My goodness. What happened? I tell you, I guess it's a rainbow here somewhere. It's 42 degrees in the Windy City. It is February 11th, 2023, 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Come on, good morning. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum. Gumbarum.com, G-U-B-A-R-U-M. Gumbarum.com. We have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbarum is Jesus, baby. Shut the door and keep on walking. He's the hardest working retired man I ever did see. Yes, indeed. He's at a Gumba Festival today. Yes, he is. He's at a festival. I'm like, well, thanks for telling me, Steve. Thanks for inviting me. I don't know what city. I'm telling you, he just hops on a plane, goes to one place, hops on another plane, goes to another place. And you know what? He doesn't even know where he's at his own time because he's always drunk off of Gumbarum. Let me tell you something up here. I got some super bad music. Baby, but before I get into the music, I want y'all to do me just a little bit of favor. Hop on over to Facebook. We over there anyway. So use the Fierce Female Network. Use the keyword. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. I think Meta is still confused. See, Facebook and Meta are still confusing. Still giving me signs for positive. The page that I don't even use, I don't know what's going on, but I'm just going to follow what they say, do what they say, and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I'll see what happens, you know, in the end. So listen. Got some heart music. Come on, engineer. Talk to me. All over. Come on. All over. Come on. Come on. Hey. Do it. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Come on. All right. Yes, indeed, honey. Your music is being heard all over the world. Got some super bad music on tonight. Yes, independent artists BJ and the Diva. They are super hot and burning it all up. Can I tell you? They got some hot music. I'm telling you, great beat. You are going to love it. It is phenomenal. Been doing a musical salute for this team. I am telling you, I just love Funky Train. Yes, yes, yes. Funky Train, hot. Heartbeat, I'm telling you, and Boogie Night, heart as well. Loved it, loved it, loved it. I'm telling you, you're going to love everything that's here. So you heard Funky Train, Boogie tonight, and today you're going to hear Party Don't Stop. Party Don't Stop. Also, I'm going to tell you all about Supanova. That's Z-U-P-A-N-O-V-A. Supanova and their collaboration with ambition.org. You want to stick around and hear all about it. Can I tell you that they have a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal team going on. They are collaborating with ambition.org. That's Supanova collaborating with ambition.org. I'm going to tell you all about it. I'm going to tell you why they're doing what they do and what their mission is. So listen, you want to learn about it, and they work very hard with students and youth from disadvantaged communities, and I think that's very important. That is really important. I'm going to tell you all about it. But first, independent artist, this music is going to be hot. It's going to be toe tap. So listen, put your drink down. Put your whiskey drink down, whatever you're holding. Put your gumbarum down just for a minute. Put it down just for a minute. Yeah. VJ and the Diva. This one is called Party Don't Stop. Party Don't Stop. I love it. Listen, I listened to all their music. I was like, you got to be kidding me. It is a jam boss party all up in here, you're going to love this one just as well. Party Don't Stop. Y'all check this out. Check, 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 check. And you know on the other side of the music, I am on Twitter sending out the Spotify links to get you what? More plays, my darling, more streams, more streams. Come on, check this out. Party Don't Stop, baby. Come on, come on, come on, come on. right, all right, all right. I warned y'all. Put your drink down. See that? Look at you. All in the back. Listen, they all up in this engineer booth. They done spilled all they whiskey everywhere, spilled the tank. I told them. I said, put your drink down. Put it down, you know. For this one, party don't stop. It's hot, hot, hot. That was independent artist VJ and the Diva. Let me tell you a little bit about their background. Now, they're a solo and collaborative work of Vince Jones, a musician and producer from the UK, South Coast, having played in a number of bands over the years and having been half the duo, You and Me Both. They are now concentrating on building a portfolio of top-quality tracks under a new moniker. So listen. Let me tell you something. You can tell that's some hot stuff, some hot house music, some hot party music. They all up in here, they just done messed up my carpet. I don't put them drinks down, so I don't know what's wrong with these people. They know I walk around with no shoes on. So listen, I don't like my carpet all stained up. I told them, put your whiskey drinks down, put your rum down. You know what I mean? They back there just having a party. I'm sitting up here working. I don't know what's the matter with these people. What's wrong with these people all over in here? But listen, I got something for you today. I got something really important that I want to share with you. It's about independent artist Zupanova and ambition.org. But first, I do have a word from my sponsor.
Ambition is a nonprofit entrepreneurial program for disadvantaged youth that fosters innovation, solution-driven thinking, confidence, and positive work ethic through collaborative hands-on participation.
All right, I want to invite you to ambition.org, A-M-B-I-T-I-O-N, ambition.org. And the way that Zupanova works with a partner and collaborate with ambition.org, they help students one student at a time, 1 week at a time, 1 year at a time, and one opportunity at a time, one mentor at a time, and one leader at a time. So this is phenomenal and awesome. Let me tell you all about it. So Zupanova are active partners for a nonprofit organization, which is Ambition. So Ambition.org is an entrepreneurial program for disadvantaged youth that fosters innovation, solution-driven thinking, confidence, and positive work ethics through collaborative hands-on participation, real-world business experience, and powerful, consistent connections with successful business leaders, entrepreneurs, and special guests such as Paris Hilton, Brad Pitt, Jessica Alba, and many more. And you know why this is so important? Let me just say this, because we have now adults. Now listen at me real good. Zupanova collaborates and have active partners with a nonprofit organization, ambition.org. And the reason why this is so important, it is important for me, and it's important to me, because it helps and creates young people to grow up to be productive citizens, right? Productive and responsible citizens with what? Character and integrity and principle. That is so very important. Let me tell you something up in here. When you don't have that as a young person, sometimes you end up going in the left direction. When you end up in the left direction, you have to deal with adults that's not quite having being taught character, personality, leadership, purpose, mission, vision. And so when you have an organization that conjoins themselves together, so Zupanova, Z-U-P-A-N-O-V-A, and ambition.org, they collaborate together, they have partnered together with this nonprofit organization, ambition.org. And this is an awesome thing. It is wonderful because it helps our young people in disadvantaged communities. So this is really super, super important. We need to have more programs like this. We really don't. We need to have more collaborations like this, more programs like this, because it helps our young people. It helps to mold them, helps to shape them. Now listen, I could give y'all a whole bunch of examples, but I ain't going to be around here dropping no names, giving folks examples. They'll be coming to my house, you know, knocking on my door. Why are you talking about my child on your show? I know my child needs some help and direction. Why you wants to do that? You know what I'm talking about? So listen, I understand. Listen, let me tell y'all something. I can tell you this. I grew up in the hood, right? And I ain't scared to say I grew up in the hood because, listen, I still will give you a big down if you got crazy with me. I will still give you a big down. Now, listen, mommy is entertaining, but I'm driving home a point. Listen, y'all, I grew up in the hood. So I understand growing up with individuals and young people who went to the left and they've never made it to the right. Listen, sometimes my heart still bleeds for those people. You know why? Because there was a connection in childhood. You grow up, I still see some of the people, you chit-chat and talking to you. Well, what happened to this one? Well, you know, well, he's locked up somewhere. We don't want our young people being locked up. We don't want them in the jailhouse. We don't want them in the grave. See, things happen when people go to the left. Some people don't make it to the right. This is why Zupanova has teamed up, collaborates, and is active partners with ambition.org. When you give our children leadership goals, when you give them, help them to have character, integrity, and principle, it helps them go in the right direction. They don't want to look at the left. So listen, if you give students a positive choice, this is what Zupanova is doing, is they're collaborating and partnering with the non-profit organization, ambition.org. You got to give students a choice. Give them a positive choice. Sometimes when students are growing up in disadvantaged communities in different schools and they have the choice, negative choices, we don't want them to have those choices. They got to have something positive to focus on as well. Listen, if you take them to the basketball court, right, the girls and the boys now, I'm talking about the girls and the boys. Some of these girls is pretty rough. Now, let me tell you something up in here. So listen, if you take them both to the basketball court, now I'm going to make a point. This is what Zupa does when they are actively partnering with ambition.org. When you take them to the basketball court, and Zupanova partners with the ambition.org. They take them to the basketball court. I'm making an analogy. I'm not talking about a real basketball court. You got some that's throwing the basketball. It goes straight in the hoop because what? They've been taught and trained how to focus their mind on positive ideas, positive solutions. They've been taught how to be proactive, right? And so when they go up to the line, they shoot the ball, it goes straight into the hoop. Then you get the other group, the group A, who have not had an opportunity to focus on something positive. You know what they do? They keep hitting the backboard. They take the basketball, they keep hitting the basketball, the backboard. You know why? Because they can't see the hoop, darling. They cannot see the hoop. So if you have children, if you have group A and group B, and they both are growing up in disadvantaged communities, but group B has someone to teach them how to focus on positivity, they understand to focus on the hoop because that's where they want the shot to go into the hoop, right? They want their opportunities and their goals. They want it to land in the hoop, right? Now, if you got A, who have not been taught how to focus on the positivity, they're throwing that ball all over the place. They're getting into trouble all over the place. We don't want that. We want our young people and children to have something to focus on positive. And you know what? When you're being taught entrepreneurial programs, entrepreneurial leadership skills, this is a great thing. Listen, let me tell y'all something. I read a story the other day. This one person is making $66,000 a month, right? He's doing this from home. He has a business from home making $66,000 a month. And he's doing what he loves. He enjoys it. And he's making that type of money. Listen, that's not the only thing. There's another young lady who a couple of years ago I came across. She calls herself the six-figure chick. You know why? She makes $100,000 only from her cell phone. She works from her cell phone. This is no joke. I'm not making this up. Listen, she was all over Instagram. I just recently saw her on Facebook the other day. She's a really, really heavyset chick. You can't miss her. She's a six-figure chick. I'm not sure what moniker she goes by now, but she used to go by a six-figure chick. She was making six figures, $100,000 a year from her cell phone. That was the only thing she used, her iPhone. And not only did she talk about it, she showed people how to do what she does. Listen, when you're not intimidated by people, you understand that you can show them how to do what you do by not being intimidated. You're supposed to share, teach, and this is what Zupanova is doing with ambition.org. They are showing young people how to do something positive, how to have goals, and how to have entrepreneurial skills. Listen, let me tell you this really, really quickly. So listen, they have a program that works in one student at a time, one week at a time, one year at a time, one mentor at a time, one leader at a time. I think it's phenomenal. I think it is just grand. It is awesome. We need more like this. They're helping high school students, right? And they're helping them how to have entrepreneurial skills, entrepreneurial goals. They teach them how to run a business, including strategic planning. Let me tell y'all something. Now, this is really, this is really key right here. They're teaching them strategic planning, project management, conflict resolution, time management, research, consumer demographics, product development, marketing, and branding. And you need all of that. You need all of that. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something up in here. You got to have all these things, especially strategic planning, project management, conflict resolution. A lot of people are running their own business, and they don't have any strategy. They don't have any planning. They don't. You got to brainstorm. You got to do these things. And you know what? You got to do it early on because, you know, when you have a small business, you ain't seeing no profit, baby, not in the first year. You know that. Listen, so if you start as a high school student, you're doing what? You're getting ahead of the game. You're not seeing profit. Now, I'm talking about the adults. You know, sometimes adults have a misguided understanding when it comes to running your own business. They think they're going to set up a business. They think they're going to make a profit 6 months down the line. Well, that ain't going to happen, baby, unless you got some kind of magic tool that I don't know about. It does take a lot of hard work, sweat, baby. And listen, let me tell you something. I laid it into it just doing it for fun because I, you know, didn't have nothing to do. I had some serious major health challenges, and I got into it, into radio. But now listen, I can't tell you the whole story, but I'm telling you the point here is Supernova collaborates and actively partners with ambition.org doing a positive thing. I'm pretty much out of time. I'm out of time. Listen, Leonard, don't shut the lights out on me. Don't turn my power off. I'm still talking up in here. So listen, I want you guys to know, take a look at ambition.org. Take a look over there at ambition.org. They are doing a wonderful, positive thing, a great thing, and I just love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. They are the boss sauce. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here, but guess what? I get to do it all over again a little bit later on today. In the special words of Don Kaneez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and food.